We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Making air conditioning units in rentals mandatory. The LA City Council talking about this today. John Baird has more.
As we move into the summer, the mercury will climb. It's not uncommon to see temperatures soar above 105 or 110 degrees in parts of Los Angeles. The president of the LA City Council noted that 30% of all apartments in Los Angeles lack air conditioning. And an advocate told council committee members they need to solve this.
Many Skid Row Housing Trust, but also SRO Housing Corporation tenants have suffered for years during the sweltering downtown summers with no AC.
But groups representing property owners say some landlords have suffered for years as well because they were unable to collect any rent during the pandemic. And this would just create another big cost burden, installing air conditioning units. Daniel Uchelson is the executive director of the Apartment Association of Greater Los Angeles. He says it's not cheap.
Well, I had to put one in one of my buildings, and it cost me over $50,000. Because I had to upgrade the electricity. And on top of that, you're dealing with electrical utilities, and it takes them months to provide the wiring from the poles to your building.
He says some landlords may have no choice but to sell their properties if air conditioning is mandated. I'm John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Union asking their 15,000 hotel workers in L.A. and Orange counties vote to authorize a strike. Unite Here Local 11 says the contracts are up at the end of June. 62 Southern California hotels, luxury ones downtown L.A., Beverly Hills are on the list. The leaders asking for an authorization vote, they say, next week to jumpstart negotiations that have stalled. L.A. Times says they're also trying to put pressure on other tourism companies. Thomas Lenz is a former National Labor Relations Board attorney, lectures at USC, tells us Local 11 also looking towards other unions for support in their fight.
Unions often look for support and solidarity, as they say, from other organizations. It could be other unions, it could be industry groups, it could be a wide variety of potential allies who they feel could add to the leverage and support for their bargaining demand.
Again, summer negotiations, 15 to 20,000 local workers.
Well, it's been cooler out there on the strike lines. Picketing writers, they're still at it, and it is having an impact on the economy. Film and TV production pretty much grinding to a halt. Film LA about to release some new numbers this morning on what projects are actually still happening. We get more live from City Hall and our Craig Fickner. Hi, Craig.
Yeah, good morning, Vicky. You know, those numbers, they're going to drop here soon, and I know that it's going to be like single digit stuff here, because the last update we had from them was that feature film and television production is down 51%. That was just from the earlier part of the month. And to put this in kind of perspective for you, last week they had five permits that had been issued for scripted television, and those permits were issued before the strike, so they were already on the books. Well, then three of those got canceled. There are two that did remain on the books. One was for reality TV, so that's not scripted, so that one was still a go. And then there was a non-union indie shoot, that one was still a go. And for comparison, you look at, I went back and looked at this very week last year, there were 311 film and television production permits that were active, that were a go. And I think what we're going to see now is it's maybe like three or four, because they're just going to be indie shoots. That's all that's going to remain. So those new numbers dropped today. I'm going to try and dig into the financial toll that this must be taking on so much of the economy here in Los Angeles. And Mike and Vicky, Los Angeles City Hall is a really popular film shoot location. Normally, at least one day a week, often more, I'll walk in and there's a shoot wrapping up or getting ready, something they did overnight. Nothing lately. No production trucks, nothing. It's when you compare it to what it was, it's striking.
Yeah, complete change. All right, thanks, Craig. Several SAG-AFTRA members out with the video saying, hey, authorize our strike here. Vote yes on this. Gene Smart, one of the 18.
It just means that we give the National Board the power to strike if the AMPTP does not give our members the essential contract improvements that they need.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Sophia Bush, Sam Richardson, all in this. The vote for SAG-AFTRA comes ahead of their negotiations June 7th. The Directors Guild are talking, and of course, yes, writer's strike now, day 29.
Nine minors have been involved in an attack, according to investigators, on three members of the military, the Marines, over the holiday weekend, and they've been arrested, these nine minors. The incident broke out near the San Clemente Pier when some members of the group, they say have about 30 teens and young adults, just started beating these three off-duty Marines, or at least some of that group did. The Marines say it started when they asked the group to stop lighting fireworks because some of the debris had hit them, and moments later, they say someone sucker-punched a Marine. At one point, two of the Marines were on the ground, just kind of curled up because they couldn't fight back, the Marines, and the group kicked and punched them in the head and the body. San Clemente's Mayor Chris Duncan told KCAL that five of the minors, four boys and a girl, were arrested, accused of felony assault.
The other four were charged with misdemeanor assault and battery. They, as I understand it, typically don't take juveniles into custody for misdemeanors, so they'll go through the process out of custody.
Marines were treated at the scene, refused to be transported to the hospital. They suffered minor to moderate injuries.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.